welcome to Average Awareness, and thank you for being here, you good people on the other end of the, you know, the recording device and listening device that you're using. And this is Jeff McCarty here with Jacob Martin. As always, we're Average Awareness, and, you know, we're definitely ready to get, you know, deep down into the rabbit hole. We'll see how far down we fall this time around. But, you know, it seems like we go deeper and deeper every time. And this is, I believe we were just looking, right? So this would be episode 59. Thank you for being here once again.
Definitely, wow.
You know, been going steady here. And as always, we're here to have another discussion revolving around, you know, basically anything, right? Just, you know, we are average folk, so to speak. And, you know, we talk about stuff and we go in any direction that the conversation takes us. We aren't here with a script. We aren't here with much of a plan other than to, you know, hit that nice red button on the recording machine and say, you know, what's up and get into it, right? So what's up, Jake?
Yes.
How's it going?
Yes, that's a fantastic intro. Thank you for that intro for episode number 59, I think. Mm-hmm. I decided Jeff would be the introduction man this time for this special episode. Which
very special. Which until the next now, one, probably.
Right, have a good one. So, like Jeff said, we wanted to kind of talk about the maybe the Ukraine war situation, maybe spy balloon situations.
We're going to be talking about a few other things. Yeah.
Lots of situations happening. Whether or not that Chinese balloon was Chinese or not, maybe it was just some sort of, well, I think it's official that it was. But it's interesting that we could call it the Chinese balloon, but not the China virus. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
It's not racist to call a virus that, even if it was lab made or made from a bat, it's from China. So if you call it China virus, that's racist, but you call it China balloon, it's not. What would you have to call it? Just balloon? But I don't think people are worried about that right now. We're worried about it is Chinese. Okay, we have to put a label on it, else we're being pussies. And we had to shoot it down. It had to fucking be done, okay? This is just what has to be done in the United States of America. You can't just let people do that type of shit. Else it shows our incompetence. I mean, they know our incompetence. We haven't won a war in 30 years. You know what I mean? Theoretically, you know what I mean? We've been around the world fighting other wars for maybe other people. But we haven't really... Vietnam, we didn't really win. Iraq, we didn't really win. Afghanistan, obviously. But that's a good... I think that's a good... argument for maybe Russia getting involved in Ukraine, because Trump drops out of office. Everybody remembers that secret meeting with Trump. One of my family members was all, do you remember that? Do you remember that meeting that nobody recorded between Putin and Trump while he was in office? Who knows what was said? We don't know. They're probably just good friends, which is fine. But after Trump leaves office, I'm just going to take you through the simple timeline. He leaves office, we lose Afghanistan, and then he goes right into Ukraine. Because he knows we're incompetent as fuck. We lost Iraq, lost Afghanistan at this point. Biden's not all there, obviously. It's large news when he falls, like, down on a plane in this country. Which is sad. If your old man or grandfather would fall down on the way up on a plane, would you laugh? No, you wouldn't. But if it's the president of the goddamn United States, you would. And it's a travesty is what it is. Well, it's a fucking... I mean, people have no fucking respect.
It's interesting that that's what you get hung up on. And I only laugh because it is true, you know. And
it
I laugh.
Is.
Well, to be fair, though, right? Like, it happens on both sides. And it's always, of course, it's a clear sign of politicking. That's what makes it kind of funny in the sense that you just know, right? Like you said, it's like, you know, you wouldn't laugh if your fucking grandpa fell, you know.
No.
But even if you had, like, a tough relationship with him, probably. But
you might laugh.
You know, but like you said, I mean, it's always like... Now that it's Biden, the Republicans, of course, are like, look at this. And then when it was Trump, though, you know, Trump could drink water weird with two hands. And they were like, 25th Amendment. So, I mean, like I said, it's just
Trump was a goddamn god. to some media types, but even now, media is going even both sides. Biden, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This guy's running? Are you sure? Like, his wife is like, his wife did an interview recently. They asked, so is he running? Or she's like, I don't know how many times I got to fucking tell you guys. Yes. Yes, he's running. Yes. And yes again. You haven't heard him say it's not over or whatever. He hasn't officially said anything, I don't think. But people don't want him to run again. So who knows what's going to happen? Could be a weird assassination. Could be a weird...
That's a bold claim.
A weird death. I shouldn't say assassination. A weird death. That's kind of drastic. You're right. I'm sorry. That's disrespect. You know, talk about disrespecting a president.
Well,
but
yeah.
People said worse about Trump. Let's be fair.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
People
said
way worse about Trump.
People made videos of basically enacting his death. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, let's just be fair.
But I'm not hoping anybody dies by no means. But I'm definitely not hoping he runs again.
Well, let's put it this way: I definitely hope he doesn't die before there's a new president elected, because then you know who's gonna be president.
Ukraine wouldn't mind. Ukraine would love another 4 years of fucking Biden. Keep sending us money,
right? Yeah.
Keep inflating the fucking market. But that's the thing. I heard about currencies. That's why when you hear like these stupid numbers like, yeah, the U.S. is sending $20 million to wherever.
Right.
It's because they want those countries to use our dollar. It's not even that we're supporting them in any way. How do you support a country that you hand them a currency that only we use? You know what I mean?
But that's not true, though. I mean, the U.S. is a world currency in the sense. I mean, that,
sure, sure.
You know, that, and that's a result of World War II and, you know, how we kind of became one of the dominant superpowers.
I think there was another African situation. That's what happened in Africa. I think they were trying to make a currency. And the U.S. doesn't really like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Big, huge fucking parts of the world. Creating new currencies isn't a good idea. It just doesn't help the dollar at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily know enough of the economics to say that's...
But it's weird as fuck that we just send that... Well, that's the case. Why would we send stupid amounts of money? And then they just flood the market with that money we send them. You know what I mean? And then our dollar stays nice and decent. Quote unquote.
In some of these countries, I mean, the American dollar is already being used, right? Because they don't have, you know, steady currencies of their own.
But they're not being used at fucking, like, in fucking, I don't know.
I mean, there's definitely in places like
Argentina.
They
definitely have to fucking switch it up or have it converted, right? Someone's getting that money.
It just depends.
It's interesting, right? We're not economics here. We're not economists.
We're not econ scholars, to say the least.
That on another podcast. Like, that's why when you hear, like, we've given Ukraine, you could do a Google search on that real quick. How much have we given Ukraine? I saw another article this morning. We gave them another $2 billion or something last night.
Yeah, see.
It's out of fucking hand. And what do they do with it? What do you do with $2 billion anyways? You just make tanks?
Well, here's the thing, though.
I don't understand it.
Here's the thing, though, right? Some of the money given isn't necessarily actual physical cash. Some of it's we're giving them material and equipment and ammunition and stuff like that.
In the equivalent of two...
Exactly.
I don't
know
how true that is either.
And I'm not saying there's no physical cash in hand, but I'm just saying when you tally up the full tab, some of it is in, you know, tanks, right? That's obviously been one of the things that's been a big conversation is getting them tanks, getting them fighter jets, getting them basically
other
equipment.
A year ago we said, probably on this show, people, a year ago we said we ain't sending anything. We ain't going to have any troops on the ground. Remember, we made a bet we're going to have troops on the ground? I was just off by maybe a couple years. But we made that bet that we're going to have... We actually do have troops on the ground there. Special forces troops. Not necessarily helpers.
And some of it's not in Ukraine. My understanding is, you know, there are troops just outside of Ukraine on the other, you know, border countries like Poland.
I think there is articles out that will point to both, you know what I mean? But... Because that defense secretary or whoever the fuck that guy was on Tim Pool last night. What's today?
Today is February 25th.
So on Tim Pool last night, February 24th, like the secretary under Trump was on and they were questioning and he was like, prove it that there were, and there's multiple articles that we're helping them. How do you fucking, how can you send money without showing them what the fuck to do with it? Well, or tanks or anything?
Right. Yeah, no, and
It has English language on the fucking tanks and cars, and they're fucking Ukrainian.
It doesn't even matter that, right? If we're
sure, that's a, just maybe one of the hurdles.
If we're signing a bill to say we're going to give them that money, that's where, I mean, really what the argument boils down to here is, are we in a proxy war? Right. We want to kind of pretend like we're just helping them out of, you know, good aid. But yeah, at this point, I mean, there's no denying that we are in a proxy war with Russia.
If Russia wants to end this, they can. You know what I mean? It's pretty simple.
To be fair, if Zelensky wants to end this, he can too. They both can.
How?
What do you mean how? I mean, they're both going to have to eventually come to some concessions.
I don't know if Zelensky could end anything. Nah. What would end the war? Just give up a piece? Give up the pieces that Putin wants?
I mean, no.
That's the only option at this point for peace, right? You give him whatever space that he's claiming.
Obviously, you know, the Ukrainian situation, I mean, and this is something that, you know, was floated originally, was, you know, we go back to basically what the borders were at February, you know, if the war started on the 24th, then, you know, February 23rd of 2022. We go back to those borders. Like, the Russia gets to keep Crimea. You know, we're not undoing what was done in 2014. But obviously now we might be too far past that point. But I mean, really what it boils down to is a war of attrition, right? Are we really all war. Exactly. And I mean, are we gonna launch World War III off of this? And I mean, Biden saying things in Poland that, you know, makes you wonder if that's where we're headed.
Stupid thing is, if we send troops over there, imagine not even, I don't know, but we did that for World War III, so, or World War II, so it's not like it would be anything new for us to fucking send our troops overseas to fucking help with fucking Europeans.
No, and I mean, here's the thing, right, is that
we have done that before.
You know, if there is going to be another world war, really, you're looking at a potential Russian-China partnership, right? And potentially maybe, even Iranian. Maybe.
Or, you know, is China looking at it like, hey, Russia is fucked, and I want fucking Russia's resources.
I think China wants Taiwan. We obviously know that. Right? Sure. There's no fucking doubt about that.
But they're watching what happens here.
Well, exactly, right? But I mean,
they're in no rush to get Taiwan.
I disagree. I mean,
why? Why would they be? I mean, what are you going to do? Just kill people in the fucking street? All the trade's fucked now. Now, all the things that made her in Taiwan, all the people, it has to be more of like a, not peaceful, but somewhat peaceful.
You think a more diplomatic process.
But if people are just so fucking, yeah, more diplomatic process, obviously.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think, you know, like you said, we got spy balloons flying over the fucking country.
China starts just shooting their own types of people. That's kind of, is that any different than what Russia's doing? Well, I think it's a little bit different.
Especially as
a cultural hub in like this weird kind of place where a bunch of stuff's going on. You can't just go in there and blow up. Maybe you can. What would be the point? No. Isn't it more of your fucking...
So you're saying they want it to be part of their...
It's like us going in and fucking blowing up fucking LA or something because they don't want to be a part of us anymore.
No, but that's...
You know what I mean?
No, this is way different, though, in the sense that Taiwan, I mean, there's a...
It's in China, right?
Well, it's off the coast of China.
It's an island.
It's an island.
It's an island.
It's an island. And basically, when the communists were fighting the, you know, I guess, whatever the republic would have been, or, you know, the capitalists, I guess you could say, in a sense, like, that's where they fled. The communists beat them, and they fled to Taiwan, right? I don't know the name off the top of my head.
And then there was a treaty, right? Some sort of treaty
was made. There's a treaty, but Taiwan is not its own country.
That's China, right?
It's part of China, yes, in the sense that that was the agreement, but it was always one of those, I mean, it's kind of like North and South Korea, right? Like, the war never really ended. They just kind of keep separated and have, I mean, they have separate systems. Taiwan has, you know, is a democracy. In the sense that people are free there, right? So that's the thing is, I mean, I guess I take your point that, yeah, like, do you, because, like, you got to wonder, right? Does China want Taiwan in rubble? Do they want to take a scorched earth kind of policy, right? Where Putin, I could
see. They never have.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd have to, you know, dig into the history, right?
China's been pretty fucking... Unless it's against their own people, that is the thing.
Right. But my point is that Putin might be willing to take a destroyed Ukraine.
Oh, for sure. As long as
it's still his, right? Where I take your point that Xi, you know, what's the president's name of China?
Xi.
No, that's not right.
Of China?
Yeah.
Oh,
president's name of China.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Let me see.
The head of the CCP or the head of China?
Well, the president of China, man. I mean, they don't.
Yeah, a simple Google search will help. But I think, but what's after Ukraine? Once you fucking bomb the fuck out of Ukraine, don't you go to like Bulgaria?
Yeah, Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
There we go. Sorry.
Now they're going to be listening because
I was going to say we said his name.
We shouldn't have said that.
The automated robots will get us. But no, I mean, all I'm saying is I do think that he wants a Taiwan intact because he wants that part of the...
He just wants it his, yeah.
Exactly. The economic sector where Ukraine, like, I think, like I said, Putin's more willing to take that. And here's the thing is who knows what's next after Ukraine, right? But and who knows if, I mean, would Russia want to take something next? I mean, maybe...
What did Russia all? What did the Soviet Union have originally?
I mean,
what was the group? A
large swath of land, man. I mean,
that's that's the thing.
I don't think. Well, I don't know.
That's the scare. You don't know. Well, is that what he wants to just go back to old glory? Whoever's
part of you wonders though if it, let's say like in a hypothetical, you know, version of reality. Let's say Putin got Russia in a few days, like we originally predicted, as far as the country, like that's what all the intelligence agencies of the United States of America. I mean, that's why they offered Zelensky a ride out, right? Because they thought, oh, Putin will have the country in days. Right. So let's say we live in a reality where that happened. Maybe Putin takes Ukraine and then he just rests on his laurels and, you know, basically dies an old man and then power goes to whoever's next. Right. But now that it's been, you know, maybe now that NATO and the U.S. and like basically the West has been fighting with Ukraine, taunting, you know, Putin in a sense, or almost like, you know, potentially enraging him. Maybe he will want to go for more now is, I guess, my point, right? Is like, you know, maybe originally he would have been fine just like getting Ukraine and like letting that be his big accomplishment and ending, you know, ending his political career there in a sense and just being, you know, a rich oligarch in Russia. But now that he's almost been like I said, taunted because we're backing Ukrainians, you know, maybe he is going to go for, you know, as much as he can get. But yeah. God, I mean, you got to think he's got to know his history in a sense. And he's got to realize that, I mean, short of just literally, you know, resulting to nuclear arms.
Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, which is now Belarus, which makes sense that he wants that. Estonia, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan. Latvia, Lithuania, Moldavia, now Moldova, Russia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan were all the 15 in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, no, I mean,
so if he wants,
I think here's,
if he wants some of that back,
I mean, I don't think he wants, I don't think he wants all of it back. I mean, I think, you know, Ukraine has a special place in Russian history. In terms of culture, they're very parallel cultures in certain regards. I'm not saying 100%, obviously.
I think Ukraine's been fighting over shit for a long time as well. There's like a...
Well, the country...
There's actually a patron saint of Ukraine.
There's a patron saint of everything. I mean, yeah, just like...
there is.
I mean, we were talking about mythology stuff before. It's like there's a god of everything. There's a patron saint of everything.
It's a weird connection of gods and saints and weird words that
there's
we
something
have.
Of something everywhere and everything. Just let's put it that way.
We can't even say that word on here. I mean, we're talking about this Greek god Hermes and how he had a daughter. This story may or may not be true, but...
I don't think we should tell
it. It's probably not true at all. It's just a story. It's Greek mythology. It's called mythology for... So when you hear the term hermaphrodite, right? You have the Greek god Hermes. If you think of the... It's the weird guy flying around in Hercules. He can fly. He can fucking... He can jump. He can run fast. He's quite the fucking Greek god, okay? And he had a son. Fell in love with the daughter of... Aphrodites, I think. And then they were like, yeah, we want to be in love forever. And they fucking got so deep that they fucking joined together. And that's where you get the term hermaphrodite, which is an interesting story. That's all it is. It's just, whether it's factual or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
We don't know.
I don't necessarily know.
But it's weird that we used that word up until 10 years ago, you know, to describe somebody of multiple genders, if you will. But now, obviously, we can't really say that when we describe somebody like that.
Yeah. I mean, that. I think, though, that that's a term that would be used. I mean, there's, I don't know what the correct term would be, but obviously there's a difference between being, you know, trans and being a hermaphrodite. Because a hermaphrodite, I think, I mean, there's people that can potentially be born displaying both.
Is that a medical term?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're, well, I don't think that's the term that would be used now.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I just think it's interesting that it's based off of Greek gods. That's how they came up with it. You know, I just think that's interesting.
Well, you are.
But that's what we were talking about.
You're an interesting person.
But the fucking, that way. The patron saint of fucking, the patron saint of Ukraine is a woman.
That's fine. She probably has a more.
I think her name's Olga.
Standard story.
I think it's Olga or Esther or something. Well, but she would just lure men in. You know what I mean? So Ukraine has a vast history of defending their land. You know what I mean? It's not no bullshit. They have women fucking going out Molotov cocktailing tanks and shit. Like, they're not fucking around.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously, you know,
war's war, you know what I mean?
They're doing what they have to do.
And the more money, the better, Jeff. Okay? The more money you could send over there. We've sent more money to Ukraine people than we've sent to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well,
in 20 years. Just think about that. Think about that for a second. That doesn't make any sense. Is that inflation? Is it just do we have to account for inflation?
Well,
you might have to.
I don't know about that.
That's a fact. Look it up.
What, in terms of the...
How much money we've sent? Yes, it's more than we sent to fucking Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, that's where I don't...
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know the numbers on that exactly.
It's a simple search. I'll Google it.
I mean, all I'm saying is here's the bottom line, right? We don't really need to know if it was more money than necessarily.
I think
bottom
we line, do.
It's a lot of fucking money.
I think we do.
Even if it's not, it's a lot of fucking money, right? It does, you know, it doesn't necessarily make a difference in certain regards that, yes, we've sent them a lot of money. It might contribute to inflation in certain regards, obviously.
I don't think Google wants us to know.
Well, I'm sure there's a certain way, you know, to get that answer out of some sort of search system or, you know, AI system. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've sent a lot of money.
$26.73 billion
is what we've sent.
Yes, in financial help.
Okay, but what did we spend on Iraq and Afghanistan wars?
Oh my God, dude. This that's is what I'm getting. Saying. These I are think... just some of the numbers. I don't, that's not even total, dude.
Yeah, no, I don't think that is either.
That's not even close.
I mean, we spent a lot of money on those wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I mean, you know, this is what happens. I mean, when the, you know, military industrial complex costs a lot of money in a certain sense, right? Like, I mean, you got to think the, you know, the balloon that got shot down and even some of the other unidentified objects that, you know, supposedly are trash or who knows what, that got shot down were, you know, shot down with missiles that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So, I mean, you could see how war, the cost of war, you know, it starts to add up quick when, you know, the price being paid for the materials is astronomical.
I might have just lied to the people because the United States Department of Defense direct spending on Iraq totaled at least $757 billion.
Yeah, see, I knew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, that was the only thing I wasn't necessarily comfortable signing on to. I'm glad I've been vindicated.
And the true cost to some people, $3 trillion and beyond.
That's $3 trillion and beyond.
Well, if you're at 757, you're almost to a trillion.
Yeah,
you're not far.
You're not far, right? And like I said, though, right, it doesn't really matter. I kind of had
9 million deaths.
Oh, I'm sure. And a lot of those were probably Iraqi and
citizens for sure.
Yeah.
Just kids going to school.
Well, that and just, forces from Iraq and Afghanistan that were fighting as well on the American side in a sense. But
it's just so weird trust these folks. We trust these fucking folks, people. Some people just go toe and fucking just heel to toe with the fucking government. Look what they do. Pieces of shit.
Well, hold up,
787 billion? I can't even say it.
Well, but and my thing, though, that I would just want to say is that,
757.
We have to spend something on defense. We can't spend nothing, right?
I understand it,
so,
that.
No, and I'm not going to say that what's been spent is 100% justifiable.
But you can't spend that much on nothing.
And that's fair, right? I guess my thing is that we have to be involved in international affairs to some degree. I mean, if we want to stay a superpower and we want to make sure that our country is still, prosperous in a sense, you have to be involved in international affairs, right? And that can be argued not just in terms of, the politics and conquest and stuff like that, but just in general.
Conquest?
Right? Well, I'm just saying, if Putin's having a war of conquest, are we not getting involved in conquest and fighting it, right? Same with Taiwan and China. If China tries to change Taiwan to a more, basically dictatorial state, that's a form of conquest, in my opinion.
As of January 24th, which we've just sent more, we've sent $76.8 billion of aid to Ukraine.
Wait, how much again? Sorry.
Let me say that again. $76.8 billion.
See, that's jump change compared to the Iraq war. Come on.
They spent
that in a weekend at the Iraq war. And that's all, just joking aside.
Wow.
That's a lot of funds, right? And here's the thing. I'm not even 100% against sending funds to help other countries in a certain sense. But the one thing that I think we should be doing, and I'll give credit to, I believe, Senator Rand Paul for this sort of concept, is why aren't we getting receipts, basically?
This site is showing everything. This is crazy.
What is it showing?
How Ukraine is tapping the U.S. arsenal. U.S. Secretary assistance between January 19th and February 20th.
That's
infantry arms and equipment. 8,500 Javelin anti-armor systems. 54,000 anti-armor systems, 1,600 Stinger anti-aircraft systems, 2,500 TOW missiles, 13,000 grenade launchers.
Some of this stuff is physical equipment.
Physical, yeah.
Yeah. So, and here's the funny thing, right? Is if you're Putin, think about this. We're average we're average people and we're finding this stuff. Then what does that mean for Putin and his intelligence, right? I'm pretty sure Putin could fucking sit there and Google, what did the U.S. send to Ukraine and be pissed about that, right?
So we sent 700 Switchblade drones, 1,800 Phoenix Ghost drones, surveillance 16 or 15 Scan Eagle unmanned aerial systems, 2 Harpoon coastal defense systems, 58 coastal patrol boats. 58?
I love that it's random numbers. They're this is what we got. We can give you this.
Air defense, ground, 1,700 Humvees. Humvees we could use if we get invaded.
Well, or have to go,
But this is all, you think fucking Trump was a fucking anti-military fucking president? Or a military president?
Right.
But I bet they love Biden. They fucking love it.
They
have to. All these fucking contractors. Where the fuck do you think they're going to get 8,500 javelins? Well, someone's got to make them.
Well, no. Here's the issue, though, right? Is it's not somebody making them right now. It's we're giving them our stockpiles, right? So now we need to make more to replace what we have given away, basically.
It's fantastic. Right? I'm in the wrong fucking business. I'm in the wrong business. I'll say that much. I need to be making fucking bombs for other countries, not even our own.
Well,
it's out of hand. It doesn't make any sense. The second that
it makes sense if you hold on to some for yourself. If you're going to partner with other allies and, help them with arms, and especially in a situation where your country is invaded, right?
Sure.
That is fair. But the thing is you can't give away everything you fucking got.
I understand.
You got to keep some for yourself.
I understand giving away things. I understand
but you don't
giving
give
away
it all away.
But it's the second that we start fucking setting boots down. It's the second that they call us to be like, hey, go fight a fucking war for some country.
Zelensky needs you.
That's yeah.
Zelensky needs you, boys.
You cannot like look at your president and be like, I'm going with
I'm fucking backing Biden and backing Zelensky.
It's probably going to happen. Who knows how many it'll be, but hopefully it's other people's. It shouldn't be any humans, but war is not good.
What should it be?
It shouldn't
robots?
Be U.S. troops.
Well, no. I mean,
like, if we're part of NATO, we're just part of this weird ass group of people who are ready to fucking.
You can argue it should be Poland and other countries that are closer to the situation and are, you know, more fearful for it in certain regards for, you know, reasonable, you know, reasons, basically.
Belarus. These countries that I just mentioned that you never hear of. But, you know why you don't hear about them?
Well, to be fair, though, some of those countries are more in Central Asia above Iraq and, like, you know, going direction. A lot of, basically, the stands, right?
It's Turkmenistan. Yeah, it's in between there and fucking Eastern Europe. Or
and
Western
Russia.
Western Europe, excuse me.
Well, I would say it's a little more, you know, if you look at the... Yeah, look at a map here.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that some of
the border countries with Russia.
All I'm
basically.
Saying, yes, is some of them are more towards like the China direction, not necessarily the Europe direction. So some of them aren't going to give a fuck as much, right? And that's where I said I think there's a little more cultural resemblance between Russia and Ukraine compared to Russia in Turkmenistan or any of the other stands, right? I mean, a lot of that was stuff they got after
350 generators.
It's a lot of generators, a lot of electricity,
chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear protective equipment, field equipment, and cold weather gear. I mean, these are all things, but it doesn't say human beings from the UN. That's what I like to see. It doesn't say we're sending 4,000 troops.
Yeah, you don't have to even scroll through that website to know that because, goddamn, everyone knows there would be an uproar if it was troops. Right. That's been one of the key differences so far.
We were
right?
talking about this before the podcast, and I believe that there's not troops, but there is some sort of special force, some sort of force teaching these people how to use, obviously, our weapons.
Well, yeah, some of it's happening outside of Ukraine, though, is what I would argue.
That's fine, but how do you fucking train a Ukrainian outside of Ukraine to use your American fucking... You know what I mean? I'm just asking.
Well,
it's a logistical type of...
I mean, yes, that's happening. Here's the other thing that's happening anyways, right? Is that Ukraine is using American intelligence, right? In the sense of, you know, CIA information and just basically the whole intelligence apparatus of, you know, the military is giving the Ukrainians information. And there was even a time where I'm pretty sure after, like, certain Russian generals got killed... In, I believe, some sort of, you know, missile strike.
Yes,
there was generals bragging about it. American generals bragging about it to the New York Times, right?
Yes, it's so, the CIA who were there.
Well, I mean, yeah. The thing is that we're bottom line is we're involved.
Yes,
right? We're in a proxy war that hasn't been authorized by the Congress.
January 24th, 2023, U.S. special operators borrowed a unique part of Army Green Beret training to prepare Ukrainians to fight Russia. Yeah. Doesn't really say that we're there, but...
Well, the difference is, though, is deploying troops compared to training troops, because those special ops aren't necessarily doing any fighting, right? It's once there's American troops exchanging gunfire and exchanging, or you know, fire with the enemy, with, you know, the Russians in this case, that's when it becomes considered, you know, we have troops involved. And obviously it's a, you know, it's kind of a stupid semantics game because we're involved, people, whether you like it or not, we're involved. And really what you got to ask now is, are we on the road to a World War III? What would you say to that?
I would say yes. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it's probably our...
So what's your time frame then?
I mean, I've been off. I've been off before.
So taking that into consideration, what's your guess? I'll give mine.
That we will be podcasting if it does happen. Because we've been here through multiple...
No nuclear bombs.
Types of weird coup, quote unquote.
We'll get into that soon, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, we have.
Well, how long? How long until World War III then?
I'll say, I don't know, because it would have to be before the next president is elected. So it ain't going to be much time. It might be a couple years because Biden's going to make dumb decisions. Yeah, we need to.
So between, no, I disagree. See,
2024.
Before the election or after? Before the inauguration of the next president?
The election's coming up, people. It's fucking kind of scary.
Yeah,
I'm getting scared.
We could talk about that too. But yeah, I mean, that's maybe
basically a year and a half.
Yeah, so you think in the next year and a half that's World War III is possible?
Sure.
Okay, see, and I think
2023. I mean, if we're having, it depends who helps out Russia. I mean, who's to know? I don't know. I don't know enough about the politics of it.
I mean, here's my predictions.
Okay, I definitely
can be wrong, to say the least. And I will say anytime you make predictions, you're taking a bold step to look like a fool. But I'll gladly accept that and give you what I think. I think that, you know, now I'll almost mix in my political predictions in a sense. Joe Biden is going to stubbornly run for president of the United States of America, thinking that he can do it again. DeSantis is going to sweep the Republican primaries and then sweep the election over Biden. And basically,
that has nothing to do with the war.
No, well, hold up, though. I think, though, that, you know, like you said, Biden will stubbornly run. So I think that Russia will potentially wait until after the election to escalate any further. Biden will wait to escalate any further based on trying to win that election.
DeSantis has no chance.
I disagree.
There's a bunch of weirdos out there who want this fucking weird ass America that you think they're not that many of them. They're out in the woodwork.
Yeah,
they're out in the fucking hills. They're out in the fucking,
yeah, but
your neighbors.
Here's the bottom line, though, is, I mean, if, I still think, though, that
the same Biden, way that Biden
Biden's going to run. So
the same way that Biden won this time, that's how Trump's going to win. It's all going to be bullshit. It's all going to be quick and fucking.
I disagree.
Quick and fast.
I don't think so.
We don't know who. Oh, I do.
I disagree.
Trump was in fucking Ohio supporting a chemical fucking spill with bottles of water. Okay.
Yeah, but that's still. He hasn't had much traction since announcing.
Who? DeSantis hasn't announced.
He hasn't announced, but he's been out there. He's been out there.
He has not announced.
Come on. There's no way
he would have
not
to do it now.
I mean, that's fair. I'm hinging my predictions on a lot of probabilities.
A lot of hope.
But I got a lot of hope out there. But no, I mean, I still think, though,
I think DeSantis messed his chances up. I think DeSantis.
How? In which way?
Weird policies. Weird racial policies that even the most right-wing Jordan Peterson doesn't agree with.
I mean,
if you get people like that, intellectuals being like, hey, these policies are a little much.
I haven't heard.
I
disagree. I think a lot of the right has been supportive because it wasn't just about.
You're right. Peterson, you know, is not on the right.
The courses in itself were, you know, mixed with other sort of gender ideology. Right now, is there a certain amount on the left that is gonna just not like the Republican nominee no matter what? Yes. But
an intellectual that we've seen live.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Where are you saying that he doesn't agree with that?
He was on Rogan. They were talking about DeSantis specifically, and he said it's a dangerous road to go down.
That's fine.
And that's a fine thing to say.
I mean, also, we're talking.
I agree.
I mean, I'm just saying that.
I don't agree with everything Peterson says, but I do agree. That's a dangerous road to go down when we're.
But I don't think that necessarily.
We just switch the history books?
I don't think that takes. I mean, that's not what's happening, though.
Or are we.
Like I said, I mean, if you look at why they're taking away that specific course, it's based on some of it being mixed with gender ideology. Basically, and
so why do you call it race? Why would you call it?
Well, that's his point. Is why is this being? You know, it's not that he's not against teaching. You know, the history of African Americans or slavery in itself. It's that the course that was, you know, saying to do that was also mixed with other political ideologies that have nothing to do with the, you know, African American studies, right? Oh. So that would be my thing with that. Now, as far as his chances, I mean, like you said, it's possible he's messed it up. But here's the thing. I don't see Biden beating any Republican if it's.
Me neither.
Unless it's maybe Trump. That's the only one where I'd have questions, right? But even then, I just. you know, I don't see Biden doing it in terms of winning the general election, but I do see Biden being stubborn enough to say, I'm going to run again. Now, from there, the question is, will the Democratic Party say, well, we're going to have an open primary anyways? And, oh, sorry, Biden.
You never do that. It never happens.
So then everyone gets behind him. And yeah, there's no fucking way, man. There's that no way Biden happens. Could win it again because of the way things have gone. And, you know, in 2020, you thought he was old, but you didn't think he was incompetent. And now it's just, there's no fucking hiding it.
I don't know who's behind him or who's making decisions.
I mean, I'll say it right here. I mean, I said it back when it happened. I voted for him, right? And it was a dastardly mistake, to say the least. But like I said, back in 2020, you may have thought he was old, but you thought he was at least competent enough to handle it like a regular fucking politician. Now that he's been out in the open, and some of this might have had to do with COVID, you know, because he didn't have to campaign out in the open as much because of the, you know, of COVID. You could say, oh, I'm doing all my stuff via Zoom calls.
He got
basically
pushed through there quicker than anybody I've ever seen.
Well, it was definitely a party pick, right? In the sense that they, you know, everyone laid down their arms and got part of the administration.
We
Kamala
can't
Harris,
have Bernie. Well, there's no way.
I mean, that's been apparent since 2016, right?
Burn one for Bernie. I always do.
Well,
because I think that's a different. I think it wouldn't have been terrible. I mean, inflation may have been a little worse.
We may have had socialism in our country, but you know.
But who knows? I don't know if that's really what would have happened. I think would have just implemented some policies and gone down that same route of old man fucking everything up.
But that's my point, right? Is that's what I thought Biden was. I thought, you know, he's going to be a regular politician.
I think he's
guy.
More competent than he fucking comes off as. That's a scary thing. I think he comes off as
a
stupid
that.
Guy. Because there's two things you could do in this world. You could come off as fucking strongman, Trump, or dumbass. And you can get away with both. You
so
know,
who are you
think
saying
about
Biden
it.
Is?
He's the fucking idiot, obviously. But you could get away with both in this world as an old dude. You know what I mean? You could right. either be like, oh my God, I'm the best. How much water did we bring? Grab a water.
This is the best water you'll ever have.
Oh my God. who brought this water?
That's fair.
Please bring me a water.
But no, I mean, my thing though is like.
But you could get away with both. But in the back, you could still be fucking making stupid policies.
I just think America's fed up with that shit, both on the left and then on the right. Right. So but here's my point, though, is I think Russia won't start it. There won't be a World War III until after the election, because I think whoever is running for, you know, that's going to be a big thing. If Biden sends troops to Ukraine and starts, you know, basically helps ignite World War III, his political chances are done. And in his head, he thinks he's running and he wants to win again. Right. And that's like I said, I think that he is stubbornly wanting to run because he wants to show that, oh, even though I'm old, I can get the job done. I mean, look at his State of the Union address. He said there's more work to be done. We need to finish it. Right. And
that was
a soft kind of launch for his 2024 bid, I would say. And others have said, too. I mean, it's not like I'm the first one saying that.
He's probably the most pro-war president we could have fucking chosen.
Well,
let's be fair.
He is part of the old school apparatus that is going to fund.
He's part of that group who's like, we are against any sort of totalitarianism around the country.
Well,
we hate it all. We are going to help anybody against the Soviet Union former. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
They
Russia.
Just, I mean, it's just one of those things
thing
that
they just say it and say it and say it. And then eventually someone gets attacked by this said country. And then you actually have to make the fucking decision. Do we send them a bunch of shit? Which obviously we're sending them thousands of fucking materials
but,
to.
Well, like
off.
I said, the perception, if they send troops, if he sends troops, he's done politically. There's no way he won't come back and win the election. There's just
but
no way.
Then
I
what
can't.
Do you do? Just you leave Ukraine hanging, right? You just leave them to fucking get
I'm not.
It's up to you. It's
well,
it's,
you
could
imagine. Like I said, you can imagine a Republican president, Republican. You know, and some of this hinges on the Senate as well, right? Which you know is going to be divided. We'll see if it goes into Republican hands in this next election in 2024. But you know, you could see a situation where okay, we're going to continue to potentially send aid, but we're going to want way more receipts on what's being done with every penny of it, basically, right? Like I said, you can have that Rand Paul kind of mentality where you know, let's see what it's actually being used on.
Dude. They've shielded his ass.
No, but I'm just saying that could be a potential option, right? If you had a Republican trifecta in 2024, I mean, that's a long shot potentially. But I don't see it being Biden. Now, the other thing is maybe see, it I don't won't know be where... Biden to run. But I'm putting my World War III predictions for after 2024.
I don't know where these fucking right-wing shills are getting those numbers that we've spent more in Ukraine than... It says we've spent $2.3 trillion in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean...
So I don't know where the fuck they're getting those. I don't know who I'm watching. I'm watching some right-wing bullshit-ass news who loves Russia.
You need and to get like, away from some of that.
Just like totally pro-Russian people. Like, yeah. It's scary how fucking... How many Americans are like... I don't know. I like that old school way of like, fuck that. Like, we fought these motherfuckers before. My grandpa fought these pieces of shit. We need to keep fighting them. Like, there is a piece of me that likes that. But it seems like these right-wing fuckers now are just like, no, it's us. Fuck, it's always us. You know what I mean? Well, it's been us.
I think
it's this, always been us.
This when has it happened
could,
before,
it could
though.
Very well just be Ukraine and Russia's thing. It could have very well nothing to do with the United States. You know what I mean? Russia could just be like, oh, the United States is weak right now. That's it. 100%, that's it. We know they're going to send them money. We know they're going to send them stuff. But we were going to do this either way. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, like
without
I said,
we're across a fucking ocean. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they know that. You know what I mean? They know if they do anything stupid, I don't know. Will we blow them off the side of the planet if they use nukes? That's the real question.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
If they use a nuke on Ukraine, we just wake up one day, hole in the atmosphere. Who knows what the fuck's going on?
No, I don't think if you wouldn't see a major nuke like that first. I think what you would see is you'd see tactical nukes, right? That are still going to be super deadly,
smaller nukes,
but smaller and more tactical, right? Because then it's
let's be fair. Hiroshima wasn't really anything in comparison to what we can drop.
No, well, absolutely not. But here's the thing as well, right? Is even though you don't even have to use a nuclear bomb. You can continue to fucking bomb them with just regular bombs, and it's going to be just as bad. You're just dropping more bombs. I mean, we saw this in World War II, where it's like there was certain bombings that happened in World War II that weren't nuclear bombs, but they were fucking just as devastating, if not more devastating. But
we know what the devastation is of a true...
Of a mass nuclear war, right? Yes,
no, one of the true bombs. We understand the smaller scale. We understand, but there are... large scale that wipe off pieces of countries, you know what I mean? But Ukraine's a big area.
You're not going to
knock it out with one, maybe.
No. You're going to need multiple.
That's a big bomb.
You're going to need multiple nuclear bombs.
You think the fucking aliens
like
are
that.
Here now? You think we're shooting down aliens right now? We drop another fucking nuke, dude. We're going to be surrounded by those motherfuckers.
We'll see.
100%.
That's
my prediction.
That if we drop another nuke, we're going to see aliens.
They're getting us ready, dude.
You heard it there first.
Like, why is the government pushing so much alien shit?
What do you mean pushing alien shit? I mean,
not
like,
pushing, but
like
hey,
like
we're releasing, like, we're like, oh, we're releasing this and we're releasing that. Like, this is all the public stuff now.
I just think it's all fucking.
We've had this conversation. You don't think there's aliens. I don't know if you've said that yet.
No. I mean,
you could go back on it.
Here's my thing is I do think there's aliens in the full universe. There has to be others, other planets with other conscious life forms.
You really think
but
so?
But our ability to connect, I feel like we're just way too far. And that's why we haven't come across each other yet. Because the universe is a big place, there's a lot of places to be, and to have a planet that has life as far as we conceive of it, you gotta be in that Goldilocks zone where your planet's not too close to the sun, not too far away from the sun. You gotta have the right atmospheres. You gotta have water. That's at least the theory, right? I don't know if we drop a nuke, I don't know if there'll be aliens, but there'll definitely be devastation. That's a prediction I'm willing to make. All I'm saying is I don't think there'll be World War III until after the presidential election of 2024.
Yeah, and I don't know if World War III is even the right term.
Fair enough.
Maybe it is.
Fair enough, right? And I think here's the thing.
It's a scare tactic.
If Biden keeps escalating, though. At a certain point, we get into a full-on world war because we're already trying to get, you know, we're getting the rest of Europe rallied behind Ukraine, right? In the sense of trying to get the Germans to send stuff, trying to get Poland involved, trying to get Britain, you know, it's UK involved. So, yeah, I don't know, man.
Like I've said before, you can't have a relationship. We don't like when people have relationships, like former Nazi nations and former Soviet nations getting together. We don't see it as a good idea, no matter how civil we think we've become or whatever, you know what I mean? Or whoever's running each place, Germany or Russia. We just don't trust that type of shit, even if it's on the other side of the world, which is just, it's naive. People could have cheap-ass fucking energy, you know what I mean? People are fucking struggling to pay their bills in the UK and, like, Western European countries, but... just because we wanted to blow up a pipeline because, hey, we just want the free flow of energy. Well, we send natural gas by, like, the boatload.
There's no proof that we blew up that pipeline, though. That's where I would say we got to slow our roll. And the pipeline we're referring to, people, is the Nord Stream pipeline that was blown up. That could have easily been Russian as well that did it. So, I don't know. I'm not 100% convinced that we did it. If we did, that's obviously a big, you know, that's a scandal in itself for the Biden administration, right? So, you know, let's proceed. Do you actually think you think we blew it up?
Somebody
blew it up, not us.
Somebody blew it up, but why would you blow up your own pipeline? That wouldn't make much sense.
False flag attempt to say that it was the U.S. and to escalate the war further. You know what I mean? How many times has that happened, right?
Like, or the easier thing is we just blow it up so it doesn't happen. It's pretty simple. But
so what doesn't happen, though?
I mean, so this connection doesn't happen.
Yeah, but I don't think
just
that...
Just same with, like, this... No, didn't that happen with Syria as well? They wanted a fucking gas line to go through... I may be getting that wrong.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. And I don't think that we would have blown it up because we don't want them connected in terms of natural gases. I mean...
No, we send natural gas now.
Yeah, but I don't think we did... We didn't blow it up so we could be the one to send them their gas. I mean, to be fair, there was already certain...
Why wouldn't you want fucking European countries paying us for... fucking gas to fuel their fucking country.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that we blew it up.
I'm not saying we did or not, but why wouldn't you want that
I'm saying we didn't. That's my prediction.
Jeff thinks the government is just as perfect.
No, that's not it. But I don't think
things happen accidentally and don't get repaired.
Not accidentally. I'm saying I think it would be the Russian government that's most, you know, potentially guilty of doing something like that. Right? So, yeah, I don't know about that.
Even the Ukraines. Potentially. Why wouldn't they?
I mean, it's potential. Or, you know, like I said, all I think is I don't think that we would do something so blatantly obvious. I think that the shady shit that's going on is the more covert stuff where we send them a bunch of cash and don't ask what happens with it, right? That, to me, there's some potential shady shit there. But, yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, World War III isn't coming until after 24. I think DeSantis will be president by then and will change things. Or I think, you know, I do think if it is Biden running again, it's going to be a Republican who wins. I just couldn't imagine it not being a Republican who wins if it's Biden again on the Democratic side. And then from there, you know, I think that China invades Taiwan by 25 after seeing
veteran,
who becomes the president.
Veteran journalist claims...
So he's a veteran who's also a journalist, or he's like a veteran at
the
being
US
a journalist.
The U.S. sabotaged the U.S. Nord Stream pipeline.
The key word
I just
doing
don't
a
know.
Lot of the, you know, the key word there is claims, right? We're doing the same thing. We're claiming things as well.
And well, here's another. China calls for objective probe on Nord Stream blasts, suggests UN to play active role.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
I mean, yeah, but I mean...
Who would blow up their own fucking pipeline? That doesn't make sense. I don't care what a false flag you're talking, Jeff.
I'm just saying that it could be a potential. It doesn't make sense for us to blow it up.
Okay, Pearl Harbor was a false flag as well.
Mm,
okay, Japan came in with fucking suicide fucking bombing planes. Can't really make that up.
No, no. Here's the thing, right? Is sometimes there's, you know, I think Michael Shermer has a good distinction on this. There's things that you made happen, and then there's things that happen and you take advantage of it, basically. Right. So sure. Pearl Harbor was a situation where FDR, they had the intelligence that something like that was going to happen potentially. Jesus. It happened, and that was used to escalate the war. I think 9/11 is the same thing. Right. We used 9/11. It happened to us. It wasn't something that the U.S. government had a hand in. It wasn't
planned.
It was something that, you know, was planned against us, happened. And then from there, Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, like, they took advantage of that situation and said, well, now we have the permission to invade Afghanistan and by connection invade Iraq. Right.
You know what's weird? This is.
And spend bunches of money.
There's weird. There's this. This is kind of a. Off topic, but there's this UFC manager, and he's ahead of like all the Russian fighters or Kazakhstan fighters. It's a country around, and he is like accused of being in on fucking 9/11, which is weird as fuck.
Yeah,
so it's like there's just interesting things. There's a lot of interesting people who. Don't necessarily like the United States, you know what I mean? That's what I haven't really, I don't know if many people say this about like UFC and stuff. I just find it weird that, I don't know, there's a bunch of people from like Kazakhstan and stuff like that, and then their managers could be super crazy, but we don't know, and they're just flying in and out of the country. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe they're just perfectly good people.
Well,
it's like the Russia thing. My fucking, one of my family, I think she's convinced that 100% that Russia had something to do with the election or Russia and Trump were doing something. She thinks it 100%. 60-year-old woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, and I think there's literally no proof of anything.
Well, no.
It's but I don't know if that's obviously been. I don't know if that's true. That I think there have been some subpoenas and some people like. Have gone to jail for some things, but not necessarily anything to do with the election.
No, I mean, here's the bottom line, is they tried to get Trump for all of that, and they failed, right? There's a reason that it failed, and there's a reason that he finished his presidency. I mean, even down to the bottom line. Because, you know, being impeached isn't necessarily mean you're found guilty of what you're being charged with. And that's the distinction that has to be made. When it comes to something like that, right? But, you know, bottom line, we've got a lot of situations.
Well, it's like the Jared like Kushner situation, right?
Well, what's his situation?
The Jared Kushner situation?
Yeah, what's his situation? I haven't heard of his situation.
I think he just took a bunch of money to start that firm.
What firm?
He started like that. He has like a, just like a firm. I don't know, just an investment firm. And he took like 150... some from the Saudis. People don't seem to care. But he was like our, wasn't he part of our?
Well, he was a, you know, an advisor to Trump. And he
had
a hand in.
Republicans just stay quiet about this.
Well, and he's,
they
obviously.
Don't like to say anything about Jared Kushner.
He's Trump's son-in-law. I mean, he's married to
people
Ivanka.
Like to compare him to, what's his name? Biden's
Hunter.
Son. Not necessarily the drug use stuff, but like they compare, like they're both just nasty money fucking grabbing fuckers. That's all they really are.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, obviously Kushner had a hand in the Abraham Accords, and, you know.
And what was that?
Well, the Abraham Accords was the peace deals between Israel and.
And I think that's the
you
deal
know,
he got.
Some of the other countries. It's
he
not
got that
Saudi,
deal,
but.
Once he got out of. Office, he accepted like whatever from the Saudis, like some stupid amount of money, typical government
but,
shit. That's like, how government works.
Well, to be fair,
you make
though,
a deal with these people, they make a deal with you later.
Well, to be fair, though, our country has always played footsies with Saudi Arabia for their oil.
Yeah,
right. And this is the complicated
Trump
nature.
Didn't Trump like fucking get down on his knees or something there, or like something weird and like. They like make you dress up in like the fucking stuff. It's like because they are the fucking more powerful than us.
Well, it's I wouldn't necessarily say more powerful. It's but they definitely have. I mean, because to be fair, I don't think they have nukes. Basically, I mean,
you know what the interesting thing is?
But they got oil, right? That's what.
But you know what the really weird thing about oil is? I think you have to pay for it in U.S. dollars.
Well, because that's, like I said, I mean...
The petrol dollar?
U.S. money is a currency of the world in the sense that, yes. You know, once again, the U.S. became a superpower after World War II, and our currency is basically backed by the fact that we are a superpower in a sense, right? Because, you know, the idea is that the country is, you know, basically... There, I don't know how else to put it, but it's like, yeah, our dollar is legit in the sense that it's backed by a legit system, you know, legit meaning, you know, that it's the most
allegedly, sure.
Allegedly.
I know what you're saying.
I don't know what other word to put to it. I'm losing the formalities by the second, people.
This is why we could print it.
It's a nice Saturday.
This is why we can print it and send it to whoever. Yes.
Well, and also though, other people will take it. Right. Because obviously, if you're a country whose government is shaky and you're trying to give money that's in your own currency, well, why would you trust that when that country could fall and that currency will be useless potentially?
Well, this is an interesting part.
So, I mean, yeah.
Like we shove maybe South American countries, you know what I mean? We shove them with our money and maybe they have their own resource already. God forbid they use their own oil resource. And then if you have your own oil resource, you can then create your own currency, I think. I don't know the exact economics on that, but if you have a big resource like that, why would you want the U.S. to come in and be like, oh, I think you should use the U.S. dollar here?
It's not even that they – see, and I don't necessarily think that it's us going in to force them to use our dollar. I think it's the other way around where this –
But
the
oil-wise,
dollar,
you know what I mean? Oil, I don't know if you could – I could be lying, but yeah, I think there's a certain way you buy oil, and it's only with U.S. dollars.
Well, I think that's because they want the U.S. dollars. Like I said, in Argentina, they particularly like using American money because there's been so much inflation in that country over the years, right? Where the government will basically cause hyperinflation at various times because of, you know, just various reasons. So people use American dollars there more preferably. In fact, I was listening to a podcast regarding this topic, and supposedly there's more $100 bills in circulation in Argentina than there is actually in America. And it's like it's almost like a cultural thing where people like hundreds. Like they like them to be fresh and crisp. Like it's like a weird like thing there, right? But, you know, so I think some of it's that these countries don't have stable systems. And that's part of what your dollar represents, right, is how stable is your system. America has been a pretty stable system. It's been a stable democracy, you know, all in all, especially considering the other things that have been out there. And I think that's part of what happened with that and why our dollar has become the, you know, the currency of the world in certain regards. It's not to say 100%. And I think, you know, in certain regards, China wants to surpass us in that regard. This is the interesting four-dimensional chess game. Well, no, but they want to use, you know, what is their currency called?
I forget.
No, in China?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading about Argentina.
Yeah, this guy.
Yen.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that might be Japan.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know the exact name, but all I'm saying is China wouldn't mind if they had the role of the American dollar, right? If their currency was the top currency used across the planet. And it gets complicated.
Yen. Yuan.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I think it's yen.
God, I feel like it's pronounced differently.
Is Chinese money called yen?
I feel like there is. I feel like, you know.
Hey, yeah. I'm just telling you what Google says.
Google.
I'm not here to.
I can't trust Google anymore. No, I mean, that's fine. I do trust that. Like I said, I didn't know off the top of my head. But either way, people, we digress into the rabbit hole even deeper.
One yen is equal to 14 cents. It's pretty good. See, you can pay a motherfucker nothing. Do you know what I mean? This is the point.
But also you could go over there and convert, you know, your American dollars to more, you know, yen basically, right?
Yeah, so you could pay more people.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, also if you have a Uyghurs in camps, you could
you could have zero.
You could pay zero.
This number doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. But the world political stage is complicated.
Well, this is what happens when our dollar is the best.
That's yeah. That's and my point though,
when you can trade it for fucking millions of other dollars and then pay these people to do work that we don't have literally the money to pay people here to do. It's easy. It's a basic system of business. Wouldn't you do that?
I mean, I think there's less and less people who would want to do that work to begin with here, right? I mean, you know.
No, some people of that want work, a good job. People want a good factory job. People then, want a good
Hold up. Some people, people want a good job. Yes. But I don't think they necessarily, you know, say a factory job is like their number one desire. It's more that that was the good jobs in certain parts of the country.
What's your dream job, Jeff?
It's not to work in a factory.
What is it, though?
My dream.
As a kid, what was it?
As a kid, it was like be a rock star, right? Because I played guitar and
see,
shit.
That's
like,
a good one.
That's a typical fucking.
And mine was pro athlete.
Which is another typical American
thing.
Which
is typical.
Well, now the dream job is to be a YouTuber, right? That's the biggest dream job.
Yeah,
I mean,
which
that's
is
what,
wild.
You know, what kids, I mean, strive for, right? Is that they want to be a YouTuber or, you know, even what we're doing here, podcasting. I mean, people would say, oh, you know.
Which is totally possible, my friends.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Jeff and I are doing this on $60.
Yeah.
But
not even, I mean.
Not 60, maybe 600. But in equipment. With inflation, who knows how much this machine is now.
With inflation, only the rich could podcast.
Shit, I bought a gun a couple years ago. I bought a pistol.
Right.
And I saw that same pistol at fucking the store, and it's $100 more.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Same exact one. And it's old. It's fucking dated.
Everywhere you go, right? You go to a restaurant, you're paying a little bit more than
it's
you
fucking
used to.
Ridiculous,
you go to the
dude.
Grocery store, you're paying a little bit more than you're used to.
It's out of
hand. I mean,
hand.
You go to the gas station, you're paying a little bit more than you're used to. It fluctuates, but I mean.
I think it would have happened with or without Trump. Maybe not the gas, because shutting down local pipelines, like we've said, is
that,
not.
Yeah, that didn't help.
It didn't help. Jeff was convinced.
Well, no, my thing was it wouldn't have helped immediately.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't functional. It's that, you know, now we would be getting to a point potentially where it might have helped.
Well, yeah, if we're producing and having jobs for people and fucking a lot of people just lost their fucking jobs. You know what I mean? Which is scary.
Yeah.
When you just stop a pipeline or stop a gas that's already being, like Northern New Mexico in particular has a lot of.
Right.
Just pumps going all the time.
Well, I think, you know, the other thing.
And if you just slash regulations on that, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, here's the thing, too, right, is if you're an investor, you might be less willing to invest money into the gas industry or into the oil industry.
That's why we don't have shit here.
Knowing
that's why no one lives here.
The government may regulate you out of existence, right? Especially with the climate change kind of, you know, push, in a sense. So
there's a reason. Fucking nobody lives here or does business here, dude. So much fucking taxes. We're like a little fucking California.
It's
bullshit.
I've said this before that we are, in a sense, a mini California, that we strive to be in a certain cultural sense. I think
it's dumb as fuck.
You know, New Mexico does have a lot of, at least in the cities, maybe, right? I think in the rural areas, you still have a very, you know, a different mindset.
The road's trash and it never gets salted. It could fucking snow, but we legalize weed to get all this tax money, but we ain't got no fucking drivers to lay down no salt or fucking pave the roads. What the fuck are we doing?
I mean, they're building.
Isn't that the only point? What else do we need? Firefighters and policemen, sheriffs, attorneys, judges, all this other bullshit. But goddamn, when it snows once or twice, everybody's just fucking. We don't have the money?
Well, it's more about the trade-offs, right? I mean, I think.
What the fuck?
You know, certain parts of the state.
I want fucking socialism. I want them to fucking pave the roads.
So then you'd be willing to give them all your money.
I already am.
No, I disagree.
Yes, we are.
You
people
aren't giving all of your money?
People think we get taxed everywhere we fucking go, dude.
Well, that's.
Everywhere.
Yeah, but let's be fair,
we get off this.
True socialism.
We leave this place right now.
True socialism is a much higher tax in the sense that you're being taxed all of it. Right. If we're talking true, you
we
know,
have the illusion
socialism.
It's called the illusion of choice. That's what it's called. We think we have all these choices and all this and that. But every time we leave this goddamn place, we know where we're getting the oil. It's Saudi Arabia. We know where we're getting the food. You know what I mean? It's fucking like Kellogg's and all this bullshit. And they're all just connected.
Yeah, but I mean,
Kroger and Smith's just fucking merged. What's next? Is Smith's
Kroger? Smith's has always been part of Kroger.
I think I could be wrong. Kroger just bought. We had it on the podcast. Kroger bought, I think, Smith's or Albertsons. So then what? Just Walmart buys that, and then we have one grocery store to go to, people. We have this big... That's socialism,
that,
my friend.
Yeah, I mean, that's socialism, right? But
yes!
But that's also...
You think that's not fucking on the horizon?
But there's not... The thing, though, with at least the ability to start something new, we still have the ability. If you want to start a new grocery chain, you can. That's Whole Foods.
I don't know if...
That's Sprouts, right? I mean, there's different...
They're not that new.
All I'm saying, though...
They're just good.
All I'm saying, though, is that there is an opportunity here where true socialism, there is no opportunity, right? There's no opportunity for new business. It can be done. Now, it is hard because first mover's advantage, right? Walmart's and
Jeff
the,
Bezos,
you know, Kroger's.
Bastardized it. Jeff Bezos bastardized Whole Foods. I mean, and I'll say that because I'm an experienced Whole Foods shopper.
I'm not going to say that whole... I mean,
it used to be a place to go for health. Now it's just the same old bullshit you find at Albertsons. He don't give a fuck. He just wanted a grocery store to fucking...
Well, but you can argue, though, that it can be based on market incentives, right? If you have a store that's not successful because it's selling too niche of an item,
exactly,
it might need to change its strategy. It, right?
And,
but,
and
but
then
that's
you're
not,
like everybody else.
But that's not an issue of, you know, that's... I mean, like I said, that's the thing that... You know, that's the free market capitalism. If you want to start a new business and be something different, you can. But it doesn't mean you're going to be successful. It doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's just an illusion. It's all the same thing. You're just paying a different price.
Yeah, but it's
you're either
better,
paying Jeff
but it's
Bezos.
Better than the other options. What
so
other
the
options?
The three options we got. It's about to be one or two. Well, and then what is it?
Well, it's always been capitalism.
And then they fucking give up. And then Walmart gives up. Then what? Fuck.
Here's
too many
thing.
People are stealing from our stores. We're shutting stores down. Fuck you.
They won't give up. They'll just do differently, right? I've said this maybe not on the podcast. So
Target
I'll
takes
this,
over?
No, I'll give this prediction, right? I think that you're going to see a system in certain places, especially if there's a lot of theft, where maybe you have to be a subscribed member. You know, where you walk in the store and they know who you are.
You have to
and
get
then
a credit
there,
score check.
Well,
just like China.
Not even that, but it
they
could
scan you when you come
it
in.
It could be, well, it could be facial recognition that, hey,
oh,
this
great.
Guy's been in the store before.
Jeff, this all sounds like fascism.
Know, I mean.
It all sounds like socialism slash fascism.
No, but here's
if
the
you're
thing.
You're scanning people
no,
to
no,
go in the
though.
Grocery store?
There's a different, no, that's the government, though. I'm saying you could have stores who create this system for themselves.
I don't think,
right?
I don't think the government has to be involved for some. Would be a fascist
no but
person.
To call it fascism it has to be a government system. A store okay. A store saying you have to be a member to enter, how's that different than the gym? How is that different than going to a gym, right? You can imagine that there's going to be stores. No, hold up though. There can be stores where they know that you're a registered member because, and then from there,
I'm sure there
you
is.
Get all the stuff that you need and then it'll automatically
you
charge
just
it to your
love
account.
Memberships.
No, well, listen to this. So there's already Amazon stores like in Seattle where you walk in and there's no workers. You grab everything that you want and the cameras and stuff
and
will know
okay.
to charge your account basically when you walk out. So there's no scanning the items. There's no paying for it with the card.
This is a class thing, Jeff.
No, but my thing is
that's
though,
a class issue because
well, if
all the good stuff's in there and only the fucking people who have an Amazon account can get in there. You know what I mean?
But that's my point though. What's stopping Walmart from saying you have to have a Walmart account and hey, guess what? You don't have to stand in line for a checkout anymore.
Hey,
all of our cameras and stuff will check you out and you just walk out with your basket and it's charged to your account.
Everyone listening right now is thinking dangerous territory.
No, and I get
it's very dangerous.
I get
territory.
That, but I'm just saying if you think that we're headed
it's
towards
like
a
every,
world
Jeff, it's like everybody having to be vaxxed to come in. It's the same thing.
But it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, because you're not asking
you're
people
asking
to
people
do a medical
do
intervention. I'm just saying,
you're,
like I
you're,
said, though.
You're asking for an intervention.
What's
though.
The difference, though, when you go to the gym? You can't just fucking walk in as an anonymous person unless you're getting
yes,
in on...
because you're using equipment. We're not going there for food.
Yeah, but still, though, all I'm
this
saying...
This is different.
Yeah, but here's my point, man.
Like
is
you
that,
shouldn't have to pay a grocery store to go in.
No, but
let's
I'm not,
be fair.
I'm not saying to... Well... Listen to it this if, way.
That's
I'm
a
not,
true capitalist
I'm not
fucking
saying,
speaking at that
I'm,
point.
I'm not saying that you have to pay to get in the store. you could have a free membership where you don't have to buy the membership, but your email is on file, your card is on file.
I'm not for this.
I'm not saying I'm either, but I'm just saying there is a potential.
I'm getting off this.
Well, you might not have a choice.
This is not.
Like you said, you don't have a choice.
This is
right?
Not. No.
There's no choice. So.
But at this point, there is. There's not a place I go right now where I have to scan myself.
But here's my point, though, is that this is the beauty of capitalism, is if people say, I don't want to have to go to a store where they do that, you can start a new chain of stores.
I don't know if it's
that
the beauty
doesn't
of it.
Do that.
I don't know if right? I would agree that's the beauty of it. This
no,
might be
that is the beauty of capitalism, though, because the best way will win out based on what people want. Right. If people want to have that experience where, hey, you can only go in there if you're a member, I don't have to, you know, worry about
certain
things.
It just doesn't make sense for food, in my opinion.
I'm just saying.
For a gym membership, yes, it makes total sense.
I'm just saying you should reimagine what the future might look like.
That just sounds like people being left out of decent places to get food. That's what it sounds like to me.
I disagree. I mean, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. Right. All I'm saying,
if you can't afford the fucking Walmart membership, you're fucked, Jeff.
This is what I'm saying, though. You're looking at a membership as you have to pay for the membership. It doesn't have to be a membership
then
in that sense.
This doesn't make any sense. This is a pointless conversation.
No, no, it's not. What I'm saying, though, is it makes it where everyone that goes in the store is a known entity, right?
Yes.
So there's no potential of
it's
theft
more,
because you'll walk out and they'll know who you are.
You want more surveillance.
I'm
you
not,
want more
you're,
people having your data.
Well, now
you
you're
want
just,
more people having your...
No, I'm not saying I want
I
this.
Want more freedom. Here, less...
Here's what
you're,
I'm...
You're,
no,
you're
no,
asking for less freedom
I'm
at
not,
the grocery
I'm
store.
I'm not asking
which,
for this, but
which
I'm making
I don't advocate for.
I'm making a prediction about what could potentially happen. I'm not saying I want
I
this.
I don't see it.
Okay, I get that, but all I'm saying is I'm not advocating for this. I'm saying
it's
that this is a potential thing that could happen, right? Especially in a city like San Francisco.
Sounds like
think
something
about
the
somewhere,
Soviet Union would do.
And that's very possible, but all I'm
yes,
all
does.
I'm saying though is that in
it,
a free in a capitalist society
it doesn't sound like something
no, but
we
in
could
a capitalist
do.
Society, not every store might do that, right? But there could be some no. stores that decide to do that, and that already happens. What about Costco
yeah.
and Sam's Club?
Sure.
So, you know, how is it so far-fetched?
But you're paying for it, right? That's,
so that's
what I'm saying.
That's
you're
my
paying.
Point, though, is certain stores might decide that, hey, it's better to know that everyone's a registered member because registered members are less likely to steal. Registered members are, you know, just going to be
that's fair.
Reliable customers in the sense that they're legitimate
people. I'm a Costco
people.
Member.
So
I'm
you're already
member.
Being tracked. See, they already got your number.
I'm a Costco member.
What are you
member.
Fucking worried about? You know?
I'm a Costco member, so I can go in and buy bulk items
and
that poor and, people can't.
No, but all I'm saying is that certain stores in certain areas, especially a city like San Francisco that has a lot of theft, might say you can't just come in the door as an anonymous source because people steal, right? People fucking do shady shit.
We're living in a weird apocalyptic time where we have to worry about dumb shit like that instead of just being able to walk in. And you can just walk into Costco, but just not consistently
to get a membership
yeah
and if they catch
to,
you
I think to buy alcohol I think you can but I saw that on a video but
who knows if that's
but
true.
You're paying for the luxury of what they're offering you
but
know what
but
I mean?
That's my point is certain stores may say well we're going to give you the luxury that you don't have to stand in a checkout line we have all these AI systems that can see what you got and check you out and it you don't have to pull out your card you don't have to you know deal
that's
with any
cool.
workers
yes that makes sense
that's my point right and like I said this there's already versions of this in Amazon stores in
Costco,
select cities
the fucking lines are hell so they need to figure out Costco needs to figure out
yeah,
this
imagine,
membership.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine that where just you put it in the cart and the, you know, there's scanning systems that automatically know what you got.
That's something I'll pay
and,
for.
And, that's my point though.
That's
and,
something
and
I'd
imagine
pay
a
for.
Store where there's
it's,
other.
It's not something
you know,
I'd it's not something I'd go out of my way and like, you know,
but like
I, mean?
I said, who knows? Stores might say
unless
that
unless they have something. Good.
Stores might say that's the only option for us. Because you
Costco
know what?
Does say this. That's the funny thing.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, right? Is other stores may say, well, whatever, we'll deal with the other, you know, external costs. But, you know, like I said, I mean, I would just definitely encourage everyone to, you know, imagine what the future may look like. But, you know, the other thing is
free food.
If we have a war, especially if we have a World War III, that's going to re-change the nature of the world. And once again, we became the superpower we are after World War II. So the real question is, well, is who will win World War III and who's going to become the next set of superpowers?
It's the last.
Or do we have it in us to continue, you know, continue the winning streak in the broad sense of being a superpower? Not necessarily winning the wars.
Yeah, we haven't won them.
But none of those wars took us away from being a superpower. That's my point, right? We've still had a winning streak in the broad sense of we've still been one of the top countries, if not the top country.
I don't know where we're at. I agree with you, but every day I'm less convinced of it. I'm less like, God.
Well, no, I agree with you in that regard that, we are showing a lot of signs of decadence and decay.
Yeah,
and
incompetence.
It's concerning.
It goes beyond a president. It goes beyond a...
Well, there's a cultural rot in the United States of America, to say the least.
There's almost not anybody just to be like, yeah, man, that needs to be done. There's a balloon hovering over us. Shoot it down now. We don't need to wait 3 days and like ask a bunch of people. The American thing to do is shoot that motherfucker down right when you know it's Chinese. We don't need to go to Biden or go to fucking... Same with that one we've heard nothing about since we brought to the air, that one they shot down over Alaska.
Right. Well, there's
no alien evidence whatsoever. That's when you know.
There's no...
The government wouldn't lie to you.
There's no aliens here. I mean... That's the thing, right? Is there's always the truth in the background and there's the cover story in front. And sometimes the cover story is, nothing to see is what they're telling us. And that's not even the case.
And you haven't heard shit since.
Well, with that,
all you'll hear about is a goddamn balloon, but we need to be more American about it. Use these goddamn $1 million jets that we have.
Yeah, $100,000 missiles.
Billions. I mean, I just read you the list. What a very nice list we found of all the stuff that we're sending. Thousands of ammunition. Thousands of tanks. Thousands of bullets. Thousands of javelins.
Yeah.
Well, could you send millions? Probably.
Hundreds of thousands, I would say, in bullets so far. Gotta be.
That's thousands.
Thousand bullets. A couple boxes of
tanks,
Rugers.
Tires, generators, 350.
Hey, straight up cash, too.
350 generators. Yeah. I didn't see the cash on there.
They don't want you to know the cash on there.
That's humanitarian aid.
That's cash for Zelensky, man.
Whips out a fucking billfold at the goddamn White House.
I mean, he brought his fucking like burlap sack, man.
He fucking has hundreds.
He's in Ukraine right now. Like, he's just walking around like a baller.
I'd shit myself if he came to the U.S. and was just like all like blinged out. Like, hey, yeah. I received your gift.
We need more money for the war.
Give you a couple hundreds under the table.
Biden. All he's got is Biden's opening up the purse strings, to say the least.
This is all how you have to view these type of things.
You got to laugh.
In a comedic way, else you're just going to be over-convinced of what they're telling you on the news, which is not safe. Or even these YouTubers, bro. I was convinced that we've sent more money than we have in the Afghan and Iraqi war, but that's obviously not true.
Yeah, I mean...
$760 billion and then, like, $2 trillion is not 76.
Yeah, I mean, that's billion. Not the same.
Who's pushing these weird numbers? Who's pushing, like... Why are right-wingers so fucking pro-Russia? I just don't really understand.
I don't even know if it's pro-Russia. It's more of an American first mentality. Mm. And like I said, this historically has happened. This happened before World War One as well.
That's fair.
And even before World War Two to some degree. We have an interesting road ahead of us. We got presidential elections. We didn't even get into that too much.
I don't give a fuck.
We'll get into that more.
I'll say that right now. I don't give a goddamn about the 2024 election.
This
is a poop hole. We're going straight.
Hey, but
you're going for.
I'll say it right here and now that I would say DeSantis is our best shot in terms of all around. And the one caveat would be if a Democratic nominee came out that isn't someone that we know of already.
Is a hard prediction to make.
Like maybe, that's what I'm saying. If maybe someone like Ro Khanna from, the representative's house. He's an interesting progressive that, you know, doesn't seem
I
like
heard
he's,
that name somewhere.
Yeah, I would encourage people to look more into him. He's got some interesting ideas. I'm not saying I agree with all of them, but all I'm saying is if it's fucking Joe Biden and Trump again, it's
we might as well bad. Just get outside, get a fucking chair and watch it burn.
Yeah, that or you float off in a balloon. Hopefully a spy balloon drops in on your location.
Hey, January 6th wasn't that bad, brother. This is what you're gonna get for the next year and a half. Just like, what about January? Oh, I don't think it was that bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'll get
like it's so
we're
weird.
Gonna get a lot of craziness.
Yeah,
here.
I'm gonna go ahead and just stop just say there this. Because well, these just be wary of these weird YouTubers like Tim Pool and fucking who's that other guy. There's a lot of Shapiro, like you said earlier. All these guys aren't good guys, but they have good points.
Here's the thing, right? And I mean, this is maybe where I'll end it. Is
everything with a grain of salt?
You got to take it with a grain of salt, and you got to diversify your inputs when it comes to your media attention.
Yes.
And from there, all I'll say, people, is that we got a long and windy road ahead of us. You know, we're not necessarily weird YouTubers, but we're definitely a couple of average guys just trying to stay aware. We appreciate you being here to listen to us. Like I said, fall down the rabbit hole. You know, follow us, you know, subscribe to the show, help share it. All that good stuff. I mean, even reach out on social media, all that great stuff. Or you can even send us an email at averageawarenesspodcast@gmail.com. Why not? Let's hear,
you know,
send your feedback. Yeah. I mean, I know so we do get some feedback from, you know, friends of the show, stuff like that, which we appreciate as well.
We have gotten feedback on the last episode.
I'm happy to hear from anyone. And you don't have to agree with us, but we're definitely a couple of average guys trying to stay aware. And we appreciate you being along for the ride. So, you know, thank you, you good people. And we'll see you next time.
Fantastic. God bless you all.